Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Did we lose our guy from Corpus Christi, or is he still
alive? We did.
We lost him, Mike.
Oh, my God.
Hey, you know what? Can you reuse a different phrase?
Yeah.
He's not on the phone anymore.
He dropped off the phone. Yeah.
It's Wide Open Wednesday on the Mike O'Mara Show. Thank you. All hell broke loose at the O'Mara Casa today. I'm with a guy that's got real problems, and I've got a home repair guy that shows up when we started the show with nobody else here, and the phone rings, and they let the guy in, and everything hits the fan. And I want to say to you from Corpus Christi my sincere apologies for that. On with the show is Wide Open Wednesday with you right now. Let's go to Kevin, Richmond, Virginia. Kevin, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hello.
Hey, guys. Love the show, Mike. I've been listening to you since the Don and Mike days. I used to skip school early so that I could get out and leave in the afternoon.
Oh, thank you. That's nice. I appreciate that.
I'm from Richmond, and I used to drive up to D.C. to play hockey, and I would leave like an hour early just so that I could get up to the D.C. area early enough to get your show.
Where do you live in Richmond?
Important question.
Where do you live in Richmond, sir?
I live on the south side, nowhere near that ghetto where VCU is.
Now, Kevin.
You must occasionally visit the fan, if nothing else, just to elevate your heart rate, sir.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes, what can we do for you, Kevin?
All right, Mike, I have a very important question. I need to know, are you on Team Baz or are you on Team Smurf?
Such a tough question. You know what? It's tough because, you know what? Based on the, now I don't want to give any spoilers.
Who has better abs?
Might be watching. Boy, that's a tough one because Ellen Barkin is cut. Yeah. For a lady that's like near 70 years old, she's amazing. I have to tell you this. You watched the finale, I'm sure, Kevin.
Yeah. Watched it last night.
All right. Based on the finale, I have to tell you that. At the very, very end, based on his behavior, I have to be Team Baz now. I was Team Smurf before that. Now I'm Team Baz.
Yeah. Grumpy Smurf.
Oh, you're just a sucker because he got shot.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. That's I'm hanging up on
spoiler
you.
That's
the worst spoiler alert I've ever heard in my life.
Gunshot Smurf.
Not enough people watch that. My hometown of Manassas, Virginia, the Zit. Let's go to Zach in Manassas. Hi, Zach. What can we do for you today?
Hey, Mike. Just calling to say hi. Hope you're all having a great day. I'm inching to work on the wonderful slab known as 66.
Oh, my God.
Current speed, Zach. What's your current speed?
Right now, zero.
Nice.
Oh, fantastic. Oh, and you sound like you're from Manassas. I miss it so much. Why don't you go pull off like on off of 28 and get yourself a you know, a donut and a used tire? Have a great day, my friend. He's just depressed. Just in traffic calling us to talk
beat
about
down.
It. Tim from Baltimore, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show on Wide Open Wednesday. Here's our number, 888-920-6673.
Hi, good morning, gentlemen, from the great state of Maryland.
Oh, nice.
Hi. Sounds like there's hail hitting your car or something like that, sir.
Well, I'm driving what amounts to a clown car. I'm in a 2012 Fiat Cabriolet with the soft top, so you're hearing everything. You're getting
that
this is a full noise.
But I didn't even know Fiats were still around.
Go ahead, Rob. What?
I didn't know Fiats were still around. That's like it's like a museum piece on wheels.
No, I happened to Mrs. O'Mara. There was a time a few years ago that Mrs. O'Mara fancied herself being behind the wheel of one of those little lawnmowers, and I've begun to read the consumer reports on Fiats, and they're right at the top, aren't they, Tim? They're just incredible vehicles.
They are. They're especially good going at a high rate of speed on the super slab known as Interstate I-95.
You're taking your life in your own hands. Well, hang in there with your Fiat. Is there anything else we can do for
anything
you?
Else?
I have a question for Mike. Mike has several daughters in college. I'm in my car with my daughter, Sarah, who I'm going to embarrass by asking her to say hello right now.
Hi, Sarah. Hi. How are you?
We are on our way to a college road trip, and so my college, my question for Mike was, how many road trips did he do to prepare his two girls to pick their colleges of choice?
Great question.
Especially since they ended up...
All right, hang up and listen, and I will rack my memory for how many college road trips I did. Let's see here.
Call me Sarah.
Thank you. Oh, boy, I'm trying to think.
There's still time on the clock, Mike.
Two girls in college, right? Two girls.
Yes.
Okay. I didn't do any with Catherine, and then Elizabeth actually decided she wanted to go to the school that Catherine was going to, University of Mary Washington, so I did not go through that drill.
Hey!
Catherine and Elizabeth both wanted to fit everything in their criteria. They fell in love with the school, both of them, and it was easy peasy. We didn't do the road trip, you know? And
that's not your fault, Mike, literally.
It's not my fault, but I am feeling a little guilty.
You should. Mike, did you know 18 students were expelled from American University yesterday?
Oh, the secret fraternity.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I want to know more about that.
They kicked the Alpha Betas off campus.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's a little scary. Let's go to Isaac in Sacramento. Hello, Isaac. How are you, and what can we do for you?
Oh, Mike, Rob, Oscar. I got to listen to the background show, so I'm in the know.
In the know.
I got two important questions. One, it's going to be like 105 for the rest of the week in Sacramento. What do I do to cope with this massive heat?
Let me see. Vote Democrat. Let's go to Joel from Richmond. Joel, Richmond, Virginia. Well, another call from Richmond. What can we do for you, Joel?
Well, good morning, fellas, and good morning, Oscar.
Good morning.
Hi, Joel.
How are you?
Stop.
Oh, hi, Rob. Anyway.
he has a type.
Well, my favorite nickname for Rob is the shoehorn. Anyway.
I don't know why I laughed at that. It just sounded funny.
I think I know why you laughed at it.
I don't even need him to explain it. What can we do for you today, Joel?
Well, first of all, I want to say thank you for all the years. I started listening to Don and Mike when I started working on Capitol Hill in 92.
Thank you.
And the funny thing is I'm running a congressional campaign here in Virginia, and I have gotten the candidate for Congress hooked on your show.
Oh, that's amazing.
Cool.
Amazing.
Do you want to give him a plug right here? Do you want to give him a plug, your candidate?
Actually, yeah. Her name is Vanjie Williams. She's running in the 1st Congressional District of Virginia as a Democrat, and if elected, she would be the first African-American woman to ever go to Capitol Hill from Virginia.
Nice.
Let's do it.
You're here. Send her a donation, people. Let's get that. Yeah. Let's get that done. Let's break some barriers. I like that. That's awesome, Joel.
Support VanjieForCongress.com.
Cool name, Vanjie. I like that.
And she's a really cool person. But you know what? The thing that makes her really cool is when we're traveling all over the Northern Neck and Middle Peninsula and up and down 95, we're laughing our asses off at you guys. So thank you.
Oh, that's awesome. Cool. That's fantastic. Awesome. Well, Vanjie will put in a good word, and I'll look you up online. And go Vanjie. Vote Vanjie. Fantastic. I like that. We're going to go back to Corpus Christi, Texas. We got Kevin back on the line. I was so sorry for that meltdown that we had here at the O'Mara North
Pitt
40.
City.
How's it going, Kevin? We were just asking you about everything with Harvey. How you doing?
Oh, that's okay. Hey, what we went through, that's what you just went through, is not nothing. That's okay. It's going okay. I mean, we got really lucky. We got really, really lucky. We lost some trees, we lost some fences. Not too bad. It's the areas like 25 miles away that got hit really bad.
That's such a good number, and I have to point out that down here in Florida with the hurricanes that get down here, here's the way these things work, and I know this from my experience with not being in one, but having neighbors that have been in a couple of them down here. The 25, 30 miles is it.
That's amazing to me.
It's a nightmarish
hard to wrap your head
distance
around that.
That just makes the difference that goes
here to Manassas,
from
DC
total
to Manassas,
devastation.
Yeah.
It's scary. It's scary. And so you're dry. You're not getting the same amount of rain that Houston did. And I'm glad to hear that. What can we do for you, Kevin?
Well, we got the rain. What was reported to us before the storm hit was we were going to get all that rain. We were going to get hit by the hurricane and get hit by the rain. And then the hurricane was going to come back out, and they didn't know where it was going to go again. So they figured it was going to be rain until Tuesday or Wednesday, just straight from Thursday night to Wednesday.
Scary.
And
that is.
We got lucky there because it only rained till Monday. Yesterday was really the first day we really didn't have any rain. What was really scary was Saturday. Friday night, we lost our power. We lost at 5 o'clock. It really sucks, but storm really didn't hit till 10. Lost all the radio stations. so we didn't have any communication whatsoever with anything. Saturday morning, I got up. Okay, looked okay. It's still raining. Stayed out, fixed the fences, trying to get the trees down so we could just get the fences up. So we have dogs, so didn't let the dogs escape.
I can hear them,
but they made it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Sunday morning, well, I fell asleep Saturday night. Sunday morning, I got up about 3 o'clock. So let me go around and see what's going on. Driving around, one radio station we could get, that was from Houston. And they're reporting on what was going on in Corpus. And they're saying, well, it's starting to rain a little bit. What scared me was they went off the air.
Oh,
man.
Oh, yeah. If a radio station goes off the air.
Contact whatsoever with outside. Right now, you can tell me any lie, what's happening in the world, and I'll believe you because we've been out of contact basically since we didn't get our power back since yesterday afternoon.
Well, it's amazing. I'll tell you what happened. I've got some news for you, Kevin. They actually they gave the presidency to Hillary Clinton.
They did,
yeah. Because Trump ate a baby.
Right after Trump left your area yesterday. But hang in there, buddy. Enjoy yourself. And let's go to Vince and Todd. This is two guys, the Vince and Todd Show from Rochester, New York. Hi, guys. And Rochester N. Who's on the phones today?
Just Diego.
Diego's on the
ones and twos.
Okay, yeah, that's like a pot-addled address that I got in there. Rochester N.
Rochester.
I'm going to assume there are not many. Well, it was a Rochester, Minnesota. But
let's say Vincent, New York, Todd, the most popular.
What can we do for you, boys?
Yeah, we're in upstate New York. How we doing?
We're doing well. I assume that when I said Rochester, New York.
Yeah. Thank you. Well, I'm Vince. I'm a dentist. I keep pestering Rob on email. I've got a patient that found us through the Vistaprint promotions. And
there it is.
We've mentioned that
there
before, Vince.
Yes! That's awesome.
Yes.
That's fantastic. I love that. And, are you drilling teeth right now, Vince?
Here you go. Yes.
Oh, there it is.
Oh! I love it.
Not a favorite sound.
There it
is. This has been a dream of mine since I opened this practice to actually have someone sitting in my chair and call you guys.
And Todd, I assume Todd is your patient?
Yep, right here.
Yeah, can you? Oh, so you're on the speaker.
Yeah, he's probably
laying
down.
This is going to be a little awkward. Todd, run for your life right now. run for your life. You're in terrible danger right now. Let me enlighten you. Have you ever seen the movie Little Shop of Horrors? Hey, Vince, can I hear that drill one more time?
You got it. I'm getting water all over the room right now, but that's good.
Oh, yeah, because it has the water thing. Yeah. Modern drills that come out.
Oh, thanks, guys. I actually have to get back to work.
Sorry. Can't imagine.
Time is money.
How about those choppers?
Right. Sorry about that. I apologize. Because he's the modern drills.
Yeah.
That's right. Shoot the water out as the thing is coming. Like, you know, it's not like my old dentist, you know, where you had the dry drill.
It was a crank.
They figured that out. Oh. Back in my day, it was just smoke. let's go to Colorado and say hi to a very, this name sounds familiar. I'm not going to mention it, but hello, caller.
I'm just calling to figure out how many times until you either block me or I get my own jingle like Mac and Lowe.
Fantastic Uber pilot Joel Rogers.
Yay, Joel Rogers!
Hey there.
Now, Joel, you know what, Joel? I mentioned it before. There are a couple of reasons that I always take your call, because you're incredibly consistent. You love coming on the show. You've got an interesting story. And probably the most important thing, you have supported us so wonderfully over the years. How could I reject you,
yeah,
Joel?
Yeah, and he's an evangelist, Mike. A TMOS evangelist.
Yeah, TMOS evangelist. Where are you flying to, Joel?
I'm in the middle of day two of about 9 days off, so I'm just hanging out at home.
Hey.
Oh,
and
nice.
Thinking of us. That is fantastic.
Good man.
Will you be doing any theme park action during your hiatus?
No, but I just got a 54-hour layover in Amsterdam, so there's some European parks I'm going to be visiting next month.
Nice.
Oh, man.
That's Cannabis land.
I'm
and
flying.
And if you want to know... Joel, thank you for the call. If you want to know who Joel flies for, he flies for Airbud.
Yeah.
Let's go to Hollywood, Maryland, and say hi to Joey. Joey from Hollywood. Hello.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Good morning.
I just want to give props where props are due. Pony hits it out of the park.
the music between the segments.
Boo.
On his when he does, you know, Ron does an awesome job too. But
he's all right.
Cut. You were saying, sir?
Well, this won't be in the best of.
I keep having trouble hearing you, Joey.
What?
What did you say?
Mike rules what?
Tony's music is awesome.
Having some sort of interference.
Yeah.
Getting on the line. I'll stop that. One more time. I didn't
yeah,
quite
let's really
hear
get that.
Can you
enunciate
that to us one more time, please? Go ahead, Joey.
Tony's music between segments is awesome.
Oh, that's my favorite.
This is Ladies and gentlemen, great. Matt Bloom.
I've been away from you a long time.
All right, we're having too much fun. It was weird, Rob. That started and stopped. Do you ever have that happen?
No. Joey, what's your obsession with Pony?
No obsession. I just like good music, and Rob delivers. And but you know, Tony's more the voice of my generation. I think it's a little.
Boy, that is the saddest thing I've heard ever.
So does the voice of your generation sound something like this?
Parking.
Two houses. Anyway, well, that's very. You know what, Joey? That's very. Very kind of you. Have you? I always want to ask people from Hollywood, Maryland. Have you been to the real Hollywood in California?
Oh yeah, when I was a musician, I used to tour and play out there all the time. So yeah.
What did you play in your day?
Drummer.
Ooh, a drummer. There you go.
Drummer, singer, and I'm a failed musician, so that means I'm a school teacher now.
That's okay.
So, that's awesome.
You're shaping minds, and that's important. Pony, would you like to speak to your pal here?
Well, I appreciate everything you have to say, and you're absolutely right. But Rob does not do a good job.
No, Rob does not do a good job.
You know, maybe
job.
I'd do a better job if I only had to pick out 8 records a year.
Let's take Jesus. One last call on the Wide Open Wednesday that Mike was responsible for screwing up. Let's go to Ames, Iowa.
The Heartland.
Say hi to Matt. Go ahead, Matt.
Well, hello. This is Matt from Ames, Iowa.
What I just said. How are you, Matt?
Good. That's all the prepared comedy I have for today. Sorry.
Well, if that's it. Do you have a question?
I do, but I was going to say you guys rock. I really love your show. I've been listening to it for 20-plus years, and keep it coming. You guys are in stride. Everything's awesome. I really appreciate it.
Oh, that's nice. Fantastic. Oscar, you want something?
I have a quick question. How
far
is Ames, Iowa from the Lumberyard or the Lumberyard 2?
Oh.
Not really sure. I'm not familiar with the area. I'm here visiting my son.
That's the right answer. Family man.
That's
family
very, very
family
good.
Yeah. You should go to his son and say, do you want to do some construction? And then do a wink.
Oscar, did you say the Lumberyard 2? Like yeah, there are two of them?
There's two of them.
Whoa. Hold on a second. I'm sorry. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. But I did. The Lumberyard 2, I thought there was only... The one that I remember was only one that we went... How did you find out
I
that there was a second
I remember when we were in Iowa, if I'm not mistaken, when we... The second time we went back,
right.
We mentioned... We were looking into possibly, you know, doing a show appearance at the Lumberyard, which is a gentleman's club in Iowa.
How much were we drinking when that idea was floating
around? And someone said, are you going to one or two? And I said, there's two of them?
Wow.
Whoa.
Yes.
Hello.
I think really? We went to two.
We went to two?
I think we
I
went to two.
I just remember the big aluminum buckets where they would put ice in and you would bring your own beer.
I right? remember that too, oddly.
Very cool.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Amateur
and then,
night.
And then I believe some guys from Madison, Wisconsin buying lap dances for people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember
very,
that.
Very, very cool.
That was
hey,
a
we
great
got a friend.
Place.
This is a friend of the show, Ron Eek, who is from hey. Las Vegas. How are you, Ron Eek? What's happening?
You rule.
I am fantastic, gentlemen. How are you guys doing?
You're fantastic, but I will tell you, Renick, I got to compliment you because you know what? There are a select group of people that I follow closely on Facebook, and I follow them because I find them interesting. You are among that group simply because you don't suffer fools, and you can get angry, and you can share your emotions on Facebook regularly, and I like that. I like people that do that instead of saying, you know, take a look at this. This just came out of the oven. I mean, that's fine for a couple of posts, but I like a balance. I like a little anger.
Balance,
I like
yeah.
a little commentary.
Passion.
So how are things in the world of Ron Eek in Las Vegas?
Everything is great. And I want to first apologize to everyone because of my post last night on the fan page. I was kind of, I went rogue as far as drinking.
Oh, what did you do now? What did you do now? Did you diss the show again? He does that occasionally.
No.
What did you say? What? Now I'm going to the fan page.
No.
This is all going to go south right now. This is going to go south. I'm going to go look.
So I actually went on the page last night and decided to go ahead and ask, you know, the degenerates for a drinking idea. So I was just drinking my ass off last night at the airport.
Oh, that post was nothing.
That's not going rogue. I like that post.
That's fine. I don't like
it. You're going TMOS.
Yeah.
Welcome to the. Something in the air. Carla put some fall. Air freshener things in the outlets, so would the house had that
pumpkin
kind of
spice
fall, and it made me pine for a night like Ronique had last night, where I'd like to. It's August. I know it's still pre Labor Day, but I'm getting kind of that fall vibe happening, even down here in South Florida.
I'm prepping for New Orleans for NOLA. That's number one. And I was calling in this morning to ask Oscar about what's up with this bachelor party, man.
All right, look, this is the latest I've heard from my brother, Ronnie. And know this, that I have no control over this. My brother is trying to whisk myself and Mike, you'll get a call, and Rob, you'll get a call. We'll find out with the next day to Las Vegas the weekend of the 22nd. Now,
October 22nd?
Okay. September 22nd.
September 22nd.
Yes. If that happens, I'll find out within
the
next 48 hours.
That's the weekend after the
17th. Yes.
Yes.
That's perfect because I go on a cruise right after that. So, yes, we can definitely do something.
Yeah, that's we'll make sure that we reach out to you first. I know that
I have calls. I've got Ronique's post on the fan club tonight. Let me see. It says, I've been drinking. I hate all white people. Ronique, what are you doing with that? That's terrible.
You don't hate whitey?
No, he didn't really say that. Anyway. But I'd like this one to. I'll be honest with you. I've circled back in my own brain to the fact that I wouldn't mind having that happen. And look at how thrilled Rob is about the idea.
Yes.
You looked at me like, I've got a football game that weekend.
Well, no, it's something a little more than a football game. It's Mrs. Spiewak's birthday.
Before.
Hey, you guys.
Yes.
It's because the kids like it.
Ronnie, take care. Thank you for the call. We appreciate that.
Funny today. It's a good show.
Hey, no. Now, listen. Rob, I'm with you, and I'm here we go. This is one of those rare moments.
Right.
I'm going to defend you.
Thank you.
Because if it's the 22nd, the weekend before is the 17th, the weekend of the 17th, which is Mrs. O'Mara's
weekend of the 15th. Actually.
It's the weekend of the 15th.
Right, right.
Yeah, and then so this Sunday, I guess Sunday or Monday will be the birthday, and I can't. But if it's the following weekend, and I pull out all the stops, and I have a fabulous birthday weekend, and her mama is going to be in town.
The stars
Oscar,
are aligning.
I don't know
I could FaceTime in spot. Oscar.
Be honest.
Yes.
You got put on the spot there, and it went public. Are you thinking of doing a Las Vegas?
My brother called me yesterday and said,
"It's actually not your decision, so it is your brother."
Yeah, he goes, "Are you sure Vegas?" And I said, "Yes." He goes, "I'm seeing what I can do for the weekend of the 22nd because he's already clear that weekend, regardless of what we do from the hospital, right?"
Okay.
So, and he said, "Are you clear?" And I said, "I'm clear." I was like, "I'm here anyways, so we'll figure it out." So we'll find out.
Okay, so that'd be boy. Okay.
We'll know within the next 48 hours.
It's exciting, isn't
listen,
it?
Listen, I don't want to put you under any pressure here, but please, please do not pass along to your brother from me that weekend is perfect. anyway. Don't do that. And by the way, and here's the thing. You know me, right?
Yeah.
If he's having this little shindig, you don't have to worry about even if it's Vegas.
Yeah.
I won't even see you. Anyway, we'll take a break. And
it's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Big news in my family. Grandma is online now. Yeah, and we are learning a lot about her political leanings. We knew she had a lot of interest in quilts, and the conspiracy stuff was a surprise. Everything she types is all caps. Well, that's the first thing they come for at the government is your lowercase letters. She She's having trouble keeping up with her passwords, so she created a little text file containing the passwords. She saved it right on her computer desktop. And she went ahead and named the file All the Passwords. Your move, WikiLeaks. We may finally get to see that blackberry cobbler recipe she's been keeping a secret for years.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
From the FIFA Studios in our nation's capital, this is the Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show is a worldwide podcast and radio show with loyal listeners who get it. If you're here, you're in the know.
And we mean it!
Yay, yay, yay!
We are on air, on demand, heard 24-7. We have a new app, updated now. Get our show all day, every day. It's real simple. You put it on your phone, press the button, bam. It's like turning on a radio station. It's exactly what it is. Reach us on Wide Open Wednesday. I'm pretty wrapped up with that, but anyway, if you want to call us, 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. The Mike O'Mara Show on now. And brought to you by a brand new sponsor. We'd like to welcome Quip to the Mike O'Mara Show. Here's something to chew on. Recent studies show that good oral health impacts your overall health. But still, most of us don't brush our teeth properly. You can start brushing better today. Introducing Quip. Q-U-I-P. Quip. It's a new company that's refreshing the way people brush their teeth. Quip is an electric toothbrush that packs premium vibration and timer features into an ultra-slim design. It looks beautiful.
It's gorgeous.
Really a cool design. And they do it at half the cost of the bulkier brushes. Quip is sleek. It's elegant. Imagine if Apple designed a toothbrush. That's the best way I could
describe
it.
Looks like, yeah.
Design is number one. And that's, you know, I know, Oscar, you're into that because
absolutely,
you're always talking about the design.
Nice. They're and clean. Up. Beautiful.
Oh, it's so clean.
Doesn't take up any room in your bathroom sink.
That's a big deal. And also, if you're traveling, it's awesome,
yes,
too. It's backed by leading dentists and was named one of Time Magazine's best inventions of 2016. So this is new, and you can get in on this. They also won a 2016 GQ Grooming Award and made it on Oprah's 2017 New Year's O list. Best of all, Quip starts at just $25. And you can subscribe for new brush heads on a dentist-recommended three-month plan for just $5. That includes free shipping.
So cool.
Go right now. Get your dental health in line. Go to getquip.com/TMOS. That's getquip.com/TMOS to get your first refill pack free with a Quip electric toothbrush. You heard right. Your first refill pack is free at getquip.com/TMOS. That's getquip.com/TMOS. Support TMOS by supporting Quip. And, you know, they didn't mention that, but I will tell you that, I mean, how's that for cost effective? All right.
Yes. There,
when you talk about replacement brush heads for some of the electric toothbrushes out there, you're talking about something that's outrageous.
Yeah.
Quip is getting that in line. I love these companies that save Americans money.
Yes.
Support Quip. They're,
love it.
They're innovative.
And I love
they're
the subscription
wonderful.
Service because you never remember when to switch out
your brush
heads. Yes, they do it.
Fantastic. So support them like they're supporting this show.
Welcome to a new sponsor.
You.
Love
it. Thank you. Thank you. You know, it's been a very, very interesting week of shows because there's so much that we've had to get to.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to wrap up the journey, the Odyssey to Florida, and just tell you my little tale, and then hopefully we can talk about Oscar's new edition because I think that's important that we cover that. Santos the Pooch.
Wonder Dog.
I told you about the Odyssey down to South Carolina, right?
Yes.
Rob?
Yes.
Focus. I was trying to.
Last we left you almost got in a brawl at a Choice Motel.
Yes.
But it was because through most of South Carolina, I was crawling at 8.5 miles per hour.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was 14 hours for an 8-hour trip. It was just a drag. I didn't know that everybody and every Tom, Dick, and Harry was going to go into the zone of totality.
Who, to be fair, I don't think anyone really knew.
I don't remember it being a story, Oscar.
That the eclipse was going to be such a big deal. I recall I was at Ace Hardware in Fairfax 2 weeks ago, and there was some blue hair asking the girl behind the counter, are these certified eclipse glasses? And I'm like, and I'm looking at her. I'm like, lady, you might not live for the till the eclipse. Like, yeah. I don't know why you're badgering this chick. I got to buy this paint.
She shouldn't even be buying green bananas.
No, I mean, but I was the rube. That should have signaled to me that the elderly had this in check. They knew what was going on. I stared at the sun with sunscreen on my eyeballs.
The thing, and apparently people did go into the hospital for that. How imagine the depth of that intelligence.
Put it on my eyeballs.
No glasses. Here's for this thing. Guy.
No, I heard all the stories about eclipse glasses, but I heard none of the stories about the idea that people were driving into this
pilgrimage, Michael.
I didn't realize. And did anybody see prior to the eclipse day any stories about masses of human beings going to this one area? I heard hotels. I heard something about hotels.
I feel that this was a media constructed and realized plan because they started talking about the hotels and the resorts and the places where you could be in the zone of totality. And right. I think they built it up and like everyone waited to the last minute to get their eclipse glasses. Mm-hmm. Everyone made a last minute decision. Say, we're going to drive there, especially if you're like 100 miles on either side. Seems like a reasonable drive. But what they didn't realize is that we were ill-equipped.
I think what happened to you might have had people in like the Outer Banks and places like that delaying their vacation return by a day so that they could enjoy this eclipse. I think a lot of people did. Suffice it to say, I hopped on 95 to get down to Florida and just ran smack into it. So it was just driving all day long. So then the altercation that I mentioned yesterday where I got into it with a guy at the hotel. So we're up bright and early, as we always are, with the little guy. Got a good night's sleep, got refreshed after the drive from hell, wanted to get out on the road by, say, 8 o'clock in the morning, you know, which is a little later than us, but it's earlier than most people because these are the people that stay at these motels that get up at 8:30, have breakfast at 9, check out at 9:15 and get in their cars
like clockwork.
At 9:30. So it's going to be 9:30 to 10. It's going to be ridiculous.
Right.
So we get out of Dodge in Savannah, Georgia, and we start heading down. I'm basically the riding shotgun for most of the trip. Carla did an amazing job driving down there because the only thing that is still really problematic for me is long car trips and sitting in one place for a long time, and I was certainly a little banged up by the previous day. So I was in the on the right hand side, and because I was all wound up, I didn't sleep all that well, so I'm sacking out, and I wake up probably right about an hour and a half or so into our journey, and we're outside of Jacksonville, and I noticed that Carla has taken the navigation ad. I think we were on Waze, or we use Google Maps or Waze. We interchange between them, and she's driven down 95, and it's taken her through Jacksonville. I like this little route where we go across the top of the state of Florida and then come down 301 and do it. That's it. This is more detail than you need,
right?
But I'm saying this for the purpose of explaining what happened next.
Fair.
So I wake up. I'm like, oh, you know, honey, you're about 13 miles away from, if you hop back on 295, which is the Jacksonville Beltway, you can kind of get over to where we want to be. Can you kind of get off at this exit and we'll just retrench? Like, okay, if you think that's a better route, no problem, no problem whatsoever. So we hop up on 295 and we are heading, I want to say northbound. I think it's northbound.
Okay.
And suddenly Carlos says, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. And I said, what? She said, the car has no power. The car has no power. I said, did you run out of gas? And she said, no. She said, it's just completely. I said, it says I have 22 miles left. I said, oh, that's I've been in this car when it's had 5 miles left. No problem. So she's hitting the gas and the whole electrical system goes down. And we literally are dead in the water. We coast over to the shoulder.
Nothing scarier.
It's a big enough super slab where it's got three access lanes with a Jersey wall and three other lanes in the main drag that we're on, and we're in the middle of all of this on the shoulder, on this tiny little shoulder with 18 wheelers going by. And for that first moment, it's just this kind of moment of panic that you have where your car is broken down. And you have, you just go into pure, there's a moment of panic before you settle down and kind of figure out what you want to do. I, as you boys might know, kind of go into a certain mode where I just want to control everything.
It's survival mode.
It is.
But it probably came across dickish to my wife when I went, stop. I'm going to tell you that this is exactly what I said to her because Mr. Phoebe. cane man in the right side is saying, I wake up and I'm just coming to, basically. And then 10 minutes later, I'm going, stop. And I looked at it. I said, stop. Don't worry about a thing. Don't say anything. I said, I'm just going to say this very nicely. Let me do all of it. I'm going to take care of all of this, and you're going to be taken care of. You're going to be safe. Everything's going to be fine. But just let me do this. Mm-hmm. I do this because I'm married to a type A as well, somebody who wants to. When you get into a situation like this, somebody has to take point. Somebody's got to do it.
If you communicated it like that, it's not dickish.
I did. I might have been a little more urgent, but you know. But after that,
well, then it changes it a little.
I could have been borderline dickish.
Any more urgency is dickish.
Yeah.
So I at this point, I'm like, God, what do I do? I've got one of those roadside assistance phone numbers.
Yeah. Right.
The car is 5 years old, uh-huh. And so it's like maybe that's not going to work. It worked.
Hey.
They immediately said we'll farm you over to this. Somebody will call you back. Mm-hmm. The bottom line is that as these 18-wheelers, and there's certain ones that are good guys and certain ones that are not good guys. And you've got the guys that are passing you literally a foot from your car, going 70 miles an hour. With my little guy, and all I'm thinking is my little guy. I'm get him off highway.
Can you literally feel the earth shake when they go by?
Oh my
it's
God.
Horrifying,
and
right?
And then you look. Yeah. I'm looking in the rearview mirror, and I see the 18-wheelers that move into the middle lane and have a little bit of decency
courtesy,
a little respect. And so it's just a question of getting somebody out here. And you don't know at this point. The roadside assistance people put me over to a AAA person who doesn't ask for my ID card or anything like that. I said, I don't have a AAA card. And to make a long story short, they actually take care of it and they send someone out. In the meantime, I said, do you need a police officer? Are you feeling like you're in a dangerous position? I said, yeah, to be honest with you, I am. Yeah. I'd like to have, I wouldn't mind having some blue
send
lights in
Smokey.
Back of me.
Yeah.
So they don't send a cop. They send a roadside assistance guy that comes out there.
FDOT. You're in Florida at this point.
Yeah. And so, well, he came by and through his tooth, he says to me, he says, everybody all right? I said, yeah, I'm just glad you're here. So we can have that car with
the flashes.
Little flashing lights in the back. He said, well, I got to make my rounds. I'm like, oh, so you're not going to stay here. I've got to, my job is to patrol, sir. My job is to patrol, sir.
No.
And so listen, I'm not going to argue with the guy. The guy's telling me what he's doing, and that's it. So
that's why, Mike, there are pluses to paying state tax, and there are minuses. This is a minus.
Yeah. But it's so great that even in his real compromised way of helping you, he used a phrase from the 1930s. I'm doing my rounds.
Yeah.
I'm doing my rounds.
VDOT has saved me on 66, I would say, at least 3 times in my life, right?
Wow, okay.
They'll stop. They'll put the big sign up that says, do not crash into us, please, essentially.
Right.
And then to a man. And I didn't know this. I didn't know that this is what VDOT does. But the guy either waited until a tow truck showed up or he... gave me a lift somewhere.
Right.
That was the last time he had to inflate a tire. I was shocked. Absolutely shocked. That's at level of service. Blown away.
It's scary. It's very, very scary. And he goes on his way. But right about that time, we had called a cab. And the decision was, I'm on the phone asking questions. I said, can we? She said, do you feel safe to stay with the vehicle? I said, I'll be honest with you. I want to get my wife and kid
off the highway.
Yeah. And to be perfectly honest with you, I'm not sure, the vehicle is worth me staying in it because I don't want somebody to crash into me. We're that close to the highway.
Right.
So we call a cab. There's a dealership that's close by. The Fiat dealership is just down the street. and about 20 minutes after the guy that's making his rounds leaves, the cab shows up, and they were very good, and they're going to take us to the dealership, and the car is going to be towed to the dealership. And, one would think that that's where the real nervous fun began.
Oh, God,
We'll tell you, we have to take a break here. When we come back, I will tell you, just how long it took and the journey from hell, really, going from Maine to Florida. The journey that I will drive. When am I driving it next? Oh, that's right. Never.
Oh.
Ever. I don't care. We'll take a break and come back with more fun and more thrills on The Mike O'Mara Show every Friday.
Hi, everybody.
it's Mike O'Mara's personal assistant, Jennifer, with a reminder to listen to him every night at 7 p.m. on 97.1 The Wave. Your beach station. Fun, fun, fun. I love to say the F word. Don't forget the Mike O'Mara Show on 97.1 The Wave. Bye-bye.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, telling you all about texture. I will tell you, I hope they don't mind me telling you this, but there is a place that I bring my tablet to enjoy the wide variety of texture magazine
sure.
content. It's the room, it's the throne, and mm-hmm. I was enjoying a few moments of solitary bliss today when reading Maxim magazine with this incredible Danish model. And Maxim's just terrific. Yeah. Maxim's one of the many 200-plus magazines they have on texture. If you don't know what we've been telling you, listen up. Texture is the app that gives you unlimited access to over 200 magazines right on your tablet or smartphone. And I tore through my golf magazine. Haven't gotten to my golf digest yet, but I love me the Maxim. And then you have a feature that says, would you like it to automatically download to your
Ooh.
Tablet? And, I said, no, thank you. We'll download.
You'll peruse
time.
When you
but the
want.
Downloading at your on leisure. Texture, downloading on texture is rapid, so you just hit it and it's there. And, I rarely look at women's health. I hate to tell you about texture, but I'm telling you about all the magazines that I read about 2 hours ago.
it's a women's
health
experience.
On the cover of Women's Health, you've got a picture of Sofia Vergara. Uh-huh. And here's the cool thing. You can go to Women's Health, a magazine I normally don't read, but because I have texture. Hi, Carla. Hi, how are you? Because
your
I have
wife
texture.
Can read women's health.
And you want your wife to be healthy, and that starts with understanding.
I'm trying to explain what you do with texture. This is how it works. This is so very cool. You can't get this with a regular magazine. You go to texture, you open up Women's Health, and it shows you the cover page, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then you press on Sophia. You just put your finger on Sophia's belly button. It doesn't have to be specifically her belly button.
Center
it's her
page.
Picture.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then they will take you directly to the inside of the magazine, where there is the naked Sofia Vergara spread in Women's Health magazine.
Ooh, how
Women's
nice.
Health. I'm dead. Look,
so
I,
she's
look,
healthy.
It's a body issue.
By the way, you can read also wonderful stuff on. It doesn't have. You don't have to be like a little porn dog like me. Did I make my point about a
Mike,
fantastic
you're saying
sponsor?
They offer
Great
something
job.
For everyone. Yes.
It's totally searchable. Normally $9.99 a month, but if you sign up right now at texture.com/TMOS, this is a real testimonial, guys.
It is.
This is what they asked for. I'm telling you what I did. This is
your
the
own
truth,
experience.
Okay? It's texture.com/TMOS. You can look at. You can be looking at Sofia Vergara and the Danish model from Maxim magazine in an hour if you get this right now. $9.99 a month. Sign up right now. texture.com/TMOS. Get a 14-day free trial. You can see Sophia for free. Right now, Texture offering our listeners 14 days free. All you have to do is go to texture.com/TMOS. That's 14 days to try Texture absolutely free when you go to texture.com/TMOS. Get busy reading way more for way less. texture.com/TMOS. And we thank you. So getting back to the Odyssey, the worst trip. The worst trip.
Car breaks down. You're at the dealership in Jacksonville.
It was, let me just get rid of it. Chris has been here for.
No worries. Oh, you got a call coming in, I see.
Snarky Chris Pontani, what do you want?
Hi, Mike. My buddy's in.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, it's just the tone. I'm sorry. Sorry,
wow.
Chris. I just
Snap.
Had to do that. Hi, Mike. Anyway, just.
Oh, yeah. Hi.
Anyway, sorry, Chris. That was just completely unfair. My sincere apologies to Chris Pontani.
Get texture.
Yes,
that.
Do it.
But anyway, we're making the journey down to the Southland, and. We're in the cab. Cab driver's terrific. Finds us on the highway. I didn't have a mile marker anywhere near me. All I had was an exit sign up ahead. And I had proximity to like a shopping mall. That's the only thing they had to go on. The guys found me. It was great. And once we're in this cab, I don't care because everybody's safe. That relief is very shortly thereafter. Followed by a great deal of trepidation as the people at AAA informed me that the tow truck was going to be sent within 45 minutes to an hour and to leave my key under the driver's side mat, which I did. So but this is what I was told to
Sometimes you have to do that.
Yeah, but it's still it may
but
you
I
hesitate.
Realize and as I worry about the car, which I'm not all that good, I realize I thought about this show, and I realized that the entire studio is in the back of this SUV. You know, that's gone from Maine down there.
Cliche.
I said, so I'm freaking out a little bit, and we get to the dealership. There's a little play area for the little guy, and we're wandering around. They couldn't have been nicer at the Cooper Mini dealership. They were really, really kind to me, and it was just everything's fine, but no car.
Right.
And an hour goes by, no car. I call, and the lady at AAA says, they have picked up your vehicle already. Massive relief. Massive relief.
Sure.
Because I say to myself, this is great. This is going to be, everything's going to be fine.
Incoming.
And then the waiting game begins, and the car finally arrives, and I'm thrilled that, you know, I'm not seeing even dollar signs, which I normally do at this particular
panic was setting in.
But I'm starting to freak out, and when the car arrives, it was another moment of relief. Then, this is the way the human condition is. You go from panic, life-threatening, thank God you've saved my life, to nervousness about your possessions, and when that goes away, you're left with another wonderful human emotion, which is impatience.
Yeah.
And then, because now the car has safely been retrieved, and now it's just a question of how long and how much is it going to cost me? How devastating is this damage?
And what is the problem? Because you don't even know what it is.
What is the problem? And so I'm just killing time, playing with the little guy a little bit. There's not much you can do in a Cooper Mini dealership.
Right.
There's just not there's not a lot going on. So I'm walking around. They had some free beverages. I'm drinking some bottled water like to beat the band. And we're just popping around the dealership, and it goes on and on. Probably we're working on an hour and a half to an hour and 45 minutes. And then I said, okay. Carla comes up, and I'm doing a lot of walking, and Carla's getting more updates than I am. And Carla says, they should have an answer about what's going on in about a half an hour.
Mm.
And so I said, this is the way it always works with
right.
me. So I'm like, oh, half hour. Well, during this stressful time, I've gotten the pain, the urge. I've experienced fecal urgency. And
ooh.
I realized, well, it's very difficult to poop when you're on the highway because they have these nasty little roadside things. So I'll go in and I'll relax and have my, you know, I can linger. There's a, you know, there's not a lot of people.
Half an hour is a good time window.
Yeah, it's not a big problem, right?
Right.
On Tuesday, there's not a big deal. And so I pop in there thinking, oh, I got 25 minutes. I can just relax and chill out. I didn't bring anything to read, but I can be comfortable with my own thoughts.
Of course.
I'm not in the pooper 35 seconds where I get the Mike.
Oh,
I'm like, oh God, it's my wife opening the men's room door.
So embarrassing.
They need to see you.
Like you're a toddler.
Oh God. I said, what is it? Just come out when you can. I said, okay.
When you can.
Yeah. Meanwhile, you know, meanwhile, the turtle's going, wait, what's the problem here? I thought we were friends. You know, I thought you were gonna give me a little bon voyage. You know,
what about just waiting until you came out?
What's that, Oscar?
What about waiting until you came out?
I don't know. All I know is that my urgency has been interrupted, and that is not a fun thing for a man.
No.
At any point, did you
it's
think
embarrassing.
Say to Carla, "We'll just send them in"?
I walk out,
like
I get
kid.
Done, I come around, and there's nobody there, but Carla's there with the little guy, and Carla looks up at me and goes, hi, and I look at her, and as soon as I look at her face, I know it. I know what it is.
What?
We did run out of gas.
No!
We ran out so of embarrassing.
Gas. Said he said it's nothing else. He said he's put gas in it. It's running great. He's taking it around for about a half an hour. They've done a safety check on the car. They've checked every little thing. I said, I looked at your indicator light. She said, yes, it said 22 miles. I said, yeah, I've had that car down to 8 miles and it's been no problem. When the car broke down, okay, when my Impala broke down.
Yes.
It was everything shut down. It did not have that you know,
yeah.
that kind of gas
yeah.
feel that
yeah,
you
yeah,
have.
Yeah.
But it was the first question I asked, and she answered right away. This is not Carla's fault. This is not my fault. This is an indicator light. This is when we become slaves to our machines.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I turned it over on two separate occasions, and it started, but it started very roughly, and the ignition went gig, and
yeah.
I didn't want to do that. There was no way. The electrical system, everything just collapsed on this car, and I I made the call and she made the call. It did not appear to be gas related, but you know, $150 later, it was not fun.
Look, ultra premium.
Yeah. That's how you they get you. It.
That is
anyway.
That is how they
now,
get
Mike,
you.
But there's a couple things here. A
yes.
I think it was here, not on the bonus show, on a free show.
What's that?
Where I went. I made a decree. I said, if you've got a car, half a tank when you can, right? Bare minimum, half a tank of gas. If you're on a road trip,
it doesn't cost you any more to keep that tank full.
If you're on a road trip, my rule of thumb is a quarter tank. Like at the very, you see a quarter tank, you hit the gas, like gas station right away because you don't know. Well, I don't trust those gauges because we've been burned too many times.
And I forgot how he explained it.
So I want to hear what the context here is.
It was something along the lines of, oh God, on a long trip when you're, oh, it had something to do with the speed that we were traveling at the day before. Went for a tremendous amount of time going at super low speed that can
mess up the gauge.
And I don't know, but the fact is, yeah, were we down? Look, the light was on. It said 22 miles, but the light was on. And you know what, Oscar? You're right. I'm not ever going to do, certainly not a road trip. Probably never.
I ran out of gas on the way to Bethany Beach when I was 23 for that same issue. Where I was like,
People, by the way, know this because I posted it on Facebook. And the fact is that it was just a situation that
you dodged a bullet, though.
Yeah, you're safe.
All in all, it was fine. We we got home by 9 o'clock that night, and you know, everything was fine. But it was unquestionably the trip from hell.
Emotional.
It's so weird that your electric system would go down. It's almost like they've made it that way on purpose to mess with you.
Well, the fact remains that I will be selling that Jeep. First thing. Monday, I'm going to be getting rid of it.
I think Adrian's looking for a car.
Yeah, I'll sell it to Adrian.
Sure.
Yeah, very good.
Yeah. Celebrity owned.
Yeah. Adrian.
Do you still have the nameplate on it, Mike O'Mara, disc jockey Mike O'Mara?
Yeah, right on the dashboard.
Right.
Yep. In the fake, kind of a faux brass.
One,
love it.
One of one.
Yeah, it's going to be wonderful. But safe travels, everybody, and happy eclipsing.
The moon did it.
Yeah.
We'll take a break. Come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. Let's get to know our friend at KCJJ, Steve Bridges. Did you know that Steve has been on the air since 1965? That's nearly 100 years. He is a member of the Iowa Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. He got the nickname Captain Steve when he served at Pearl Harbor. Steve invented the phrase, the 10th caller wins. He wears glasses not for vision, but only to make himself look smarter. Steve played Mickey in the popular 1950s show Circus Boy. His cartoon-styled voice inspired the character of Joe Rocket. And he owns and operates the Mighty 1630 KCJJ, the terrestrial flagship broadcast home of the Mike O'Mara Show since 2009, which happens to be the best show on KCJJ. Thank you, Steve, and thank you, KCJJ. You are the best.
1630 KCJJ.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Lyft. You know that Lyft is the best way to get from here to there. Marcus Serta and I know that because we used Lyft all over the city of Boston.
Yay.
But it's also the best ride-sharing app to drive for. With Lyft, you can pick your own hours. By the way, Marcus, Rob will be coming on the show, I think, Thursday.
Yes, I'm very excited.
You can pick your own hours with Lyft. You can work when you want to. Lyft can make driving the best gig in the world. Lyft was the first ride-sharing app to offer in-app tipping. When you drive for Lyft, you keep 100% of the tips. Drivers have been paid over $200 million in tips since the feature was introduced. Express Pay lets drivers get paid almost instantly instead of waiting for weeks. Lyft has even taken the guesswork out of pickups. The new AMP device uses color coding to help passengers find their drivers. You can earn hundreds of dollars a week. Plus tips. Want to make more money? Drive more. It's never been easier to give yourself a raise. Here's a simple formula. Happy drivers mean happy passengers. Maybe that's why 9 out of 10 Lyft rides get a perfect 5-star rating. So join the ride-sharing company that believes in treating its people better. Go to Lyft.com/TMOS today, and you can get a $500 new driver bonus. That's Lyft.com/TMOS. Lyft.com/TMOS. Limited time only. Times apply, and we thank you. We're backed up on time, as we seem to be every show when we come back. Do you want to mention your pooch? Do you want to save it for tomorrow? What do you want? I mean, what possessed you to buy a dog?
His name is Santos. He's not just any dog.
Yeah, he has a name.
Yeah, Mike. Santos, because my sister said he looked like a saint.
What happened to calling him Snuggles?
Yeah, I got a special Santos music, because I'm always prepared.
Snuggles didn't work out after I played the clip.
But you weren't supposed to play it.
I wanted to give a full disclosure.
Mm-hmm. Oscar, can you say Santos again?
Santos. look, for some time now, Shannon and I were talking about building a family. You guys know that here on the program, right? We pumped the brakes on a baby, and we said, well, fine.
Is that hot, hot, hot? Sung by a dog.
I don't know.
We'll get a dog. She initially had an aunt who had a litter of puppies. We were supposed to get one of those puppies. Mm-hmm. The aunt gave them all away to her neighbors. And so I guess the earmarked puppy, it was gone. Shannon didn't give up and found a breeder. Yes, boo. A breeder to like a little, I would say maybe 30 minutes above Baltimore.
I found a breeder and her name's Carla. Hey, baby. How are you?
I think it's great that you went to a breeder because, you know, there's a lot of dogs. You need to go to these boutique places and support them. Because, you know, the people that are saving dogs, you know, let them
all these
do
shelters,
what they
yeah, let these them rescues.
Do, live your life and do what you do. These are people that need money. Okay.
Dog breeders. He's
good people.
Your chops
the best
there,
people
Oscar,
in the world.
What he's doing.
I will say this. Look,
he just waited.
Social engineering is something that they talk about. You know, that's maybe the future where you can take the best traits of whatever breed you want or human.
Oh, thank you for joining us on the G. Gordon Liddy Show.
Yes.
I wanted a tall woman who excelled at mathematics.
So I found Frances Liddy, and she gave me sons, tall, mathematically inclined sons.
In that same
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
All right, anyway.
In that same vein, I wanted a breed, and I wanted a docile, natured animal because I have a busy lifestyle. I entertain a lot.
That's
I don't
the
want
same
this dog
criteria
jumping over.
He used when he found Shannon. Are you docile?
I don't want a spaz of a dog if I'm going to bring him in. If I have a choice, I'm willing to pony up a little money I don't have in order for the right breed, right? I want to reduce the risk.
Yeah.
I've had rescues
the breed again?
In the past.
I'm sorry. What is the name of the breed?
It's a Labradoodle. I asked for more lab and less doodle. Now, they can't give you an exact science.
Hey, man,
of that.
We are iHeartDog.com. We are more lab and less doodle.
It's a yellow labradoodle, right? It's a yellow, lab and a standard poodle.
Yeah, it is. It's
a standard poodle or a miniature poodle?
Standard.
Oh, okay.
He's a little guy. He's still a puppy.
He's very young.
6 pounds.
But he's going to grow to be a big dog.
Oh, yeah. That'll
be great in your house.
The idea. That is the idea.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I will say in the past.
Make the dog face this way.
In the past 3 days, two things have come to light.
Okay.
A, there's no way we are ready for a human child. There's no way we are ready for a baby. No way. There is no way we are.
Why?
This puppy
Expound.
Has already taxed us.
Yeah.
We're waking up every 2 hours by Wee Shannon is. And she's waking me up sometimes. And she's waking up every 2 hours to make sure the puppy is going outside. Right.
Sure.
She is going to the vet. The puppy's already puked because it ate leaves. And Shannon was freaking out about that. And
don't eat leaves, Santos.
And I said, this is going to be the first puke of thousands. They eat everything. You got to keep an eye on them, right? And the puppy, Mike, you'll be happy about this, as of late, doesn't even recognize me. He recognizes Shannon. That's it. Like, he just loves Shannon.
Oh, so he's already fused on they're one-owner people.
It's Shannon. I'm like, all right, I just pay the bills around here. I get no licks, no love.
Are you getting joy out of the animal?
Wow.
Are you getting any pleasure out of the dog? Are you cuddling? Are you picking up the dog? Are you kissing the dog?
Oh.
Are you enjoying
Nuzzling?
The dog's company? Because you're preaching to the choir when you're talking about loveless animals.
I mean, I don't know if it's my boozy breath.
No, dogs like that.
When I pick them up, I'm like, I love you so much, so little. Or it's the idea that he just doesn't see me a lot during the day.
Mm-hmm.
He always treats me like a stranger.
Welcome to the club. I want more tomorrow.
And I will tell you, there was a pep talk yesterday with Shannon.
Oh, not for the dog?
When she came back from the vet. And I said, look, I love Santos, and he will be with us for the next 15 years, God willing.
Right.
But the dog doesn't come first. We have responsibilities. There is a kennel downstairs, or a little cage, a little crate, whatever you want to call it.
A kennel.
Crate.
Yeah.
Crate. Yeah.
Like, he's got to learn to hang out in there.
Yep.
Like, he keeps sleeping
crate
in bed.
Crate training a dog
yeah,
is a
he
good
keeps
way to
sleeping
body
in bed
him.
With us is not helping the cause.
No, he'll has get he, there soon right? enough.
Has he soiled your marital bed?
Not yet, but he soiled a few other things.
Yeah.
And I said, Shannon, he's a puppy. He doesn't know any better. She's like, oh, no, oh, no. I said, look, we're going to have to burn the place down eventually. Like, we have to figure something out.
You know what, Oscar? Don't get worked up because you'll be able to put your Christmas tree where the crate is because the dog will be gone by November.
No. Keeping the dog.
No.
Keeping the dog.
But not a chance.
Shannon, who's
why Santos?
I was going to call him...
Snuggles.
No, I was going to call him Dane, actually. Not Snuggles. Dane because I...
Dane?
Because I've got Biscayne and Dante, so that would have been Dane. My two other dogs I used to have previously. A combination of the name,
but
right?
You named it after your favorite comic.
And then my
Dante was the dog that actually works on soundboards.
yes. He's a great engineer.
More trouble. Roof, yeah. Roof, roof.
Now on that farm in heaven. And... My sister was, we were sharing it with, the new addition with the family,
mm-hmm.
the day that we were going to pick him up. And she said, he looks like a little saint. You should call him Santos. And in Spanish, Santos, the saints or saint.
That's sweet.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
Now, he's not bilingual because he does not answer to Santos yet.
Santos.
He's like, Santos. My name's Wally. Who's Santos?
Does
he bark
what?
With an accent?
And he whines in the car, Mike. I just riding 10 minutes up to just briefly pick something up from the studio. It's whine. And I said, you can't be soft. This is a tough world. We're just taking a ride in the car, all right?
Is there a chance that we'll be able to meet Santos? Will you bring Santos in one day?
You know what, Mike? I think I will.
I'd love that.
I think I will. If you guys are cool with it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. 100%. And odds are, because he's engineered to be docile. Once
right.
he gets into the studio, he'll lay on the console and he'll just pass out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we had that, dealt with that ugly mongrel from Cornerstone for all those years. I'm kidding. I like Sheila or whatever that dog's name.
Tater.
The kids love
Tater.
It.
Tater's going to
say. And remember, Linus stopped by the studio. Linus was good on the show.
Yeah, for like a beagle mix. Anyway.
By the way, saw a great picture of Beluga on your Facebook wall. Looking good.
Yeah.
Did you
healthy.
See Tripp's comment?
Looking real healthy.
What? Did you see Tripp's comment?
No.
It was so Carla put first day of school pictures up with Michael in his little yeah. back to school outfit. And Tripp Affleck wrote something like, who summoned the spawn from hell? And it's like, Beluga.
It was like a black bean.
That's a whole different. We'll have plenty of dog talk, but I'm being nice to Beluga.
You should.
We'll take a break and come back with news you may not need on the Mike O'Mara Show. Fantastic. Exciting. New. Does twice the work in half the time. It's Ponyboy 3000. If you have TMOS trouble, he'll fix it before you can say sugar glider. He solves every problem, retrieves any password, defrags any disk. It's Ponyboy 3000. He speaks, he smokes, he moves at the speed of sound. The Ponyboy 3000, always ready to assist you. Ponyboy at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Get ready for the fun. Fun. Best
fun.
Thing to have. We're proud to announce the debut of a brand new source for all your voiceover needs. It's MikeOVO.com. Going great. Doing gangbusters. It's a cinch to make any voiceover sound the best it can be. MikeOVO.com brings you one click away from my voice. Anyway, whether you need a classic announcer, character voice, or one of my signature celebrity impressions, you dirty rat.
Oh, James Cagney, hot.
Thank you. Whatever you need, MikeOVO.com can make it happen. I specialize in commercials, radio promos, and I want someone doing this commercial. I'm uncomfortable reading it.
Mike is great at commercials, imaging, audiobooks, narrations.
Yeah, anything you'd like.
I mean, even something as simple as a custom ringtone for your phone.
Oh, yeah.
I agree, Rob.
I've worked with some of the best, and he's the best.
Thank you very much.
Well done.
MikeOVO.com.
Thank you very much, Rob. Appreciate that. Anyway, something else in there. Anyway, Hurricane Harvey looks like it could be one of the costliest natural disasters ever. It broke a record yesterday for the most rainfall from a tropical storm in the United States.
Wow.
Look, I don't care what you think about this planet burning up, but when you talk about records in the history of the United States, I believe that could be traced to some sort of anomaly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I just think that when we've got Boston and Washington and New York and these cities along the coastlines are getting wetter and wetter, maybe it's time to, kiss our ass goodbye. I think it's too late, to be honest with you. If
you don't think it can be
what
fixed?
The scientists are saying, I think it's too late.
Move inland.
The fact is that, so the rain, 50, imagine 50 inches of rain. You're talking Noah's Ark type stuff here.
They said that if this had been a snow event, it would have been 40 feet of snow. Think of that. That's as tall as our building.
Yeah,
snow as tall as our building.
That's less than a week, by the way, 50 inches of rain, more than they normally get in a whole year. Thousands of people have needed rescuing. At least 14 people have died, and that number could go up. We've seen a lot of inspiring stories about people helping. It turns out some of America's biggest companies, I like to mention the people that are doing good, they're stepping up too by donating $1 million each to help with relief efforts. Apple might have pledged the most so far. They've already donated $2 million to the Red Cross. For every dollar an employee gives, they will donate another $2. Other companies that have already pledged over $1 million. Amazon, way to go.
Yeah.
Chevron, Citibank, Home Depot, JP Morgan, Pepsi, UPS, Walmart, Wells Fargo, and the investment firm Intercontinental Exchange. So we tip our hat to them.
Good folks.
I think that's fantastic. And once again, I'm trying to think of the organization that I didn't go Red Cross or Salvation Army, this thing. I think it might be called Convoy of Hope. Mm-hmm. I should probably have that standing by. I don't want my donation to be your donation. So do whatever you see fit, but I think it's important that all Americans get involved.
Again,
this.
One less scone, fatties.
That's it.
Thank you. Justin Bieber ended up in an emergency room on Long Island back in May. You know why?
Why?
It turns out he thought he was suffering from a twisted testicle.
Oh my God.
Justin. Twisted testicle. Holy.
Good band.
Yeah, it's a real thing, but Justin didn't know that until he did what you should never do when you hurt yourself. Punch your symptoms into WebMD.
Oh, boy.
The technical term is testicular torsion. How painful does that sound? It's when... Oh, this is so...
It's Alice Cooper's new band.
Turn your phone down. The cord gets twisted, cutting off blood flow, and requires... in many cases, surgery.
Oh, so luckily, it's like stopping a garden hose.
It's nasty. Oh, God. Justin's fears were unfounded. The little fellow was just swollen. The reason we're even talking about this is because a hospital employee named Kelly Lombardo, she got fired over it. Her bosses say that she heard Justin had checked in for an STD, so she snuck a peek at his file, which is illegal. She denied it. She's suing for wrongful termination. But we love us, the Justin Bieber.
You always keep us up to date, Mike,
I can't believe he's still
alive.
It's so crazy, right? Think about it. The man's like 25, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the stories that we've talked about in the program, which we highlight because they're news.
Right.
The idea that now he's like super religious, and then he's not super religious, and then he comes back, and then he's a pop star, and he's not a pop star. It's crazy.
Right. Yeah, and his body just isn't going with him.
I do like his new record that's coming out, though. It's called The Testicle Twist.
Testicle Twist. Come on, baby! All right, here's a lady that's got issues, okay. And she doesn't help the cause, and I don't care if you're pissed off. When you screw up, contrition.
Sure.
You don't circle back and renege on your apology. Kathy Griffin, apparently... is done apologizing for that photo of her holding President Trump's severed head. In fact, she's done being sorry for it. She goes on an Australian TV show. I watched the clip.
Okay.
And she says, quote, "I'm no longer sorry. The whole outrage was BS. The whole thing got so blown out of proportion, and I lost everybody. Like I had Chelsea Clinton tweeting against me." Yeah, Kathy, you had people tweeting against you because what you did... was outside of the line.
Yes.
It was not a cool thing to do. She says, "I had friends, Deborah Messing from Will and Grace, tweeting against me. I mean, I lost everybody. So I've been through the mill." Well, yeah, I think everybody knows you've been through the mill, but you actually, it's just, I don't get it.
You can't stop being sorry for something.
No, but she doesn't get it.
Right.
It's why she did it in the first place. And this is the new reality.
Tone deaf.
of Americans on both sides where people just don't have legitimate contrition. They don't get it. If you legitimately apologize and you are truly sorry for something and you continue to be sorry, she's reignited this. She's never going to work again with any regularity.
No, no.
I don't think if she has this attitude. Here's her quote. These Trump fans, they're hardcore. They're a minority, but they know how to act like a majority. Now, the hosts on the Australian, I think it was like the Australian Today Show, they pointed out that Chelsea and Deborah aren't exactly Trump supporters and that the criticism seemed to come from all sides. This is what Kathy said. She said, "You're full of crap. Stop this. Stop acting like my little picture is more important than talking about the actual atrocities that the president of the United States is committing." Okay, once again, Kathy, everybody knows I'm not a Trump supporter.
Right.
I don't come out and say he's committing atrocities. He's behaving badly in many, many circumstances, and I think the guy is totally broken, but he's not committing it. This is the problem. You have to have reasonable people that are having reasonable dialogue. Shut up is what I say to her.
Shut up.
It's like, you know, she's just misguided, and nobody's giving her the right direction. And yeah, she's pissed because her career tanked after this happened, but you've got to pick yourself up. You've got to look in the mirror and realize the person that brought all this on is the person you're looking at. It's very simple, but she hasn't figured that out
yet. And if she had continued to say she was sorry and distance herself from it, everyone had forgotten about it.
Yeah. It was stupid.
It wasn't on my radar anymore.
It's just, no, I'm not sorry anymore. It's like, give me a break. Burger King is running a new promotion where you can get a free Whopper if you get fired. But to prove you got fired, you have to go into LinkedIn and post a public message saying, "I got fired. I want a free Whopper." So if you want to swallow that much hashtag Whopper severance. If you're that needy of a Whopper, I suppose. But the first 2,500 people who do that will get a gift card sent to them for a free Whopper. And considering how your professional contacts will probably view that posting, hopefully BK will throw in a job application as well.
I like Whopper severance. I think that's nice.
I love Whoppers. Severance.
The alcohol they sell on planes is overpriced. That's a fact.
Sure.
But it's definitely cheaper than this. If you bring booze, I didn't know this. If you bring booze onto a flight and you get caught drinking, you could get a fine of up to $11,000.
What?
Yeah.
I've seen people pull out
flasks.
Sure. Little mini bottles of their own.
Yeah.
Well, you're actually allowed to bring the airplane sized bottles of alcohol through TSA, but you can't drink them on a plane. FAA regulations say you can only drink alcohol if it's served to you by the flight attendants. Sounds like a Homeland Security.
Damn.
Well, thank God, Mike, neither you or I drink on flights.
No, we've given a lot of money to those airlines.
Yes.
Thank you very much. And now a little something-something. Police pulled over a 26-year-old guy. His name was Patreon Stokes. He's from Wildwood, Florida.
Wild.
I want to thank the listeners that send this story to me, multiple people did. He got busted on Saturday for speeding. The cops spotted meth, cocaine, and heroin in the car. They took him to jail. As they were about to strip search him, they noticed $20 bills coming out of his bad place.
Wow.
Some brave officer took a closer look and found that Patreon had jammed $1,090 into his pooper.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
He's facing a ton of charges from drug possession with intent to sell, smuggling contraband into the jail, and it's been a while. I don't do them as much as I used to, but since he's from Wildwood, Florida, I felt it was necessary for another Florida slogan.
Oh, a new slogan for the state. Mm. Excellent. Yeah.
Are you ready for this one?
Please.
Here goes. Florida, the economy is great, and most of our residents have money out the ass. Thank you very, very much. We'll take a break.
Were they all 20s?
Yeah, I hope those hundreds.
Yeah, or no, well, no nickels.
Drive over to Naples.
Hold on, let me check just a second. Hold on. Oh, that's a 50.
Oh!
Anyway, we'll be right back with Rob's Little Sounds right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
There's a lot more to listen to this fall on the new TMOS app with more laughs.
More phone calls on Wide Open Wednesdays.
More stories about Gramps. More football picks from Nikki Diamond.
Yeah, baby!
More attempts from Gary Stein to sell some t-shirts. More awkward transitions from Cake and Cookies.
ABC.
And more hard-hitting questions from Marcus Cerna.
You like movies about gladiators?
Plus, there's the wedding of Oscar and Shannon, TMOS Live and the Big Easy, and maybe new episodes of Tech 411.
Maybe.
It's a new season this fall, and you can get it all with the new TMOS app. Download it today, and you'll be
in the know.
That was great.
I love that. Thank you, Jim Amato.
He's the best.
Yeah, boy.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Amazon. School days. School days. The school days are, a lot of kids are back at school already. Most of them in Virginia are. And
yes.
And they're going back to school in after Labor Day in some municipalities. Mm-hmm. And in Florida, they start in mid-June. Listen, buy your school supplies through, I swear to God, it's like this, the public school second week in August.
Oh.
Which makes me want to say thank you.
It's a drag.
ShoppingAmazon.com this way changes nothing for you, but it means the world to this show. Whether it's an Apple for the teacher or an Apple MacBook Air for your college freshman, mm-hmm. Amazon is the place to get everything you need for back to school. This is one of the busiest times of the year for both parents and students. It's really important. This is kind of like the holidays for us, because you get your back to school stuff at Amazon, and lots of you do it. And if you do it, it helps us. Point and click and relax at Amazon. Please. Please access it via TMOS. Make it easy on yourself. Use the app or go through our website. I'm tired of Oscar yelling at me about the fact that I'm not telling you to go to Amazon enthusiastically enough. Go to Amazon through our page.
Buy your textbooks.
You understand
Tell your kids.
Me? That's it.
Amazon.
Thank you very much. Where's the vault door? Like, God damn it.
Thank you. Right. Oh, you really opened it.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Rob Spiewak on August 30th, 2017. Take it away, Rob.
Continuing coverage of the flood victims in Texas. And this yesterday, there was people on a boat that were going house to house
there
to rescue people.
There were people on a boat.
There were people on a boat.
There was people on a boat.
Okay, my apologies.
Weren't you cum laude or something like that?
Yeah, VCU, like it counts.
All right.
That's true. Low bar, Mike. Low bar.
Yeah, I understand.
I went to all of them. You go to boat, house to house, rescuing people, and it was a nice piece of footage, and they were sharing drinks from what I recognized instantly, and you would too, a bottle of Sky Vodka.
Okay.
And the reporter that was covering it from the studio did not pick up on that.
And that was really an example of what we're seeing here. Look at them sharing water just out of the cap of that bottle. It's fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not sure that that was water.
Well, but, whatever they need to feel better, guys. Okay. Let's just let that one, let them
laugh
a little.
Yeah, why come up with a witty episode when you're totally incapable of
what
it?
What a square.
Well,
look at the sips of little water they're sharing.
I got the job, and I got my straight A's.
They're thirsty.
Okay. Thank you, Dylan.
They don't have have cups. They have little caps.
I am confused about how to feel about this. Coldplay did a song called Houston in a concert last night. They say they're going to perform it one time, one performance, to honor the flood victims. But I'm thinking, better idea to maybe record it and sell it to raise money.
Mm-hmm.
But they're making a big deal that they wrote this song, and this is what they played last night.
I'm dreaming of when Houston has no problem. In that city where they send you into space.
But doesn't it seem a bit of a shallow, I mean, not a great song either, but a shallow gesture to play a song once and not release it for the victims? I don't know. Maybe a donation.
Really weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, but also, to be fair,
did they donate nothing?
Right?
Did they donate?
I imagine they had to have donated something. They don't just write a song and then move on with
their
life.
I'd like to do a deep dive. Rob, did you do a deep dive on this story?
On this? No, not yet, because it just broke last night. What they said is that they're going to perform this song once and that's it.
It
so I'm curious to see what breaks today.
It probably will be on iTunes today.
We shall see. They said one time only.
Dan O'Brien, look it up. See what Coldplay
is. Yeah, do you hate Coldplay?
I have no opinion on Coldplay.
Okay.
So I apologize for that.
I didn't like the song, I'll tell you that.
No.
It sounded like kind of a country thing.
They should take every royalty from Yellow and give it away.
There you go.
That's their hit.
Mm-hmm. Can I tell you my favorite Houston song? You'll never guess it. The Gatlin Brothers.
What is it?
Houston means I'm one day closer to you.
Does that come from your country jock days? Because I don't know that song.
Houston. Houston means I'm... I'll try to find it.
Yeah,
I'll
please.
Try
to find it
for you. Right. For the third time in history, someone is voicing Kermit the Frog, and the voice debuted yesterday online for the Muppet Thought of the Day. Of course, the voice created by Jim Henson. Then there was Steve Whitmire, who Disney said was hard to work with and was fired. Here's the new Kermit voice. His name is Matt Vogel.
And now for another Muppet Thought of the Week.
Dreams are how we figure out where we want to go.
Life is how we get there.
Pretty close, but I think he's overplaying it a little bit.
I like it, I think he is too.
Don't you think he'd back it off a notch? That's my thought anyway.
Absolutely. It's a little over the top.
Trivia question for you, Mike. Who was the first person on a network show to use the phrase pissed off?
Let me think.
I'll give you a hint. It was on this day.
Let me think right now. I'm not quite sure, but I thought I'd play this song for you to listen. All right.
Houston. Houston,
this is fun.
I love it.
Isn't that a great song? I love this song.
Oh, yeah. Honey,
Houston. Houston means the last day of the tour and we're through.
Houston means the last day of the tour.
Love that.
And we're through. So anyway, I'm sorry. I interrupted you.
On this day in 1991, the phrase pissed off was said on network television for the first time.
That's funny.
By this man asking a question to David Letterman.
Well, why don't I just start off with a question here. Just just how pissed off are you?
Yeah, Johnny Carson, the first one to use the phrase.
Awesome.
And after a tremendous laugh, Letterman said, this is after Johnny had announced his retirement. He says, if you keep up with that language, you're not going to have a job.
That's awesome.
That's your magic audio vault. Have a great Wednesday, everybody.
That's fantastic. Thank you very much. And well, you know what? Let's end with this country song.
I like that.
Okay. That's it. Thanks for joining us for another episode of TMOS. Don't forget to update our brand new app today and unlock the live 24/7 TMOS stream. All messages for our weekly mailbag can be sent to Rob with two B's at MikeOMaraShow.com. Our mailing address is TMOS Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thanks for listening and join us again for the best part of your show, the Mike O... Best part of the day. Sorry, the Mike O'Mara Show. Jesus. Dang. Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Shut out.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.